What y'all at? What's, everybody good?
I was camping for a month.
Good, good. Everything's good. Still got a couple more days, couple more weeks, rather. You know what I'm saying? A lot more improvement. We got to improve a lot, man. I mean, we can come out and see the mistakes that we're making every day. You know, once we get in the meeting room, we try to correct those things and come out and do it, put it on the football field. But trust me, we're not perfect.
If this was the time for anyone to make a move in on the roster spots or on the depth chart, is this the time to do it?
I can't answer that. That's hard. I mean, I think I don't know how long we have. You know what I'm saying? Only thing we can do is just come out and do what coaches ask of us, take advantage of the opportunities, and go from there.
Yeah. You've been around here for a few years. Do you remember so many training camp dust-ups, scuffles, pushing?
Oh man. Yeah, it's just football. It's just football. Trust me, we got a lot of love for each other. We love competing, and that's what we're doing. Guys are here competing. We're working hard. We're tired. But most importantly, we're still coming out here getting the job done.
Can that be taken as a good thing in some ways? That, you know, guys are feisty, guys are competitive, guys are getting after it, guys really want
to? Yeah, I mean, we got to take care of each other, though. You know, that's most importantly. But trust me, I mean, we got a lot of love for each other. You know, that stuff happens. It's just football.
Is it more competitive than other camps?
Yeah. This one is. Yeah, I mean, all camps are different. You know what I'm saying? This is a different year from last year. We didn't have no OTAs, no nothing last year. This year, I mean, we've been around each other so long. Now I think we're just really ready to start playing against other guys, you know.
Is it more competitive for you, too, because, you know, there's so much depth at wide receiver?
Nah.
You look at it any differently?
Nah, I'm competing every year. Every year. Nothing's changed. Yeah, every year, man. I'm going to come out here. And then that's what's the fun part about the game. You know, you get to come out here and compete against your teammates, go against the defense, and also do some things with the guys you share the same room with. You know, but overall, I love it, man. I love it.
Do you ever look and assess, all right, your chances of sticking?
Nah. I mean, that's you all's job.
Yeah.
My job is what I got to do in the meeting room and on the football field. I think your job is just to critique. Your statement isn't valid. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know you all, everybody have their different opinions, and trust me, I respect everybody's opinions. Well, we all do. But the person who made the final decision is Coach Belichick.
Speaking of,
you know what I'm saying?
Deion, we all read into things, obviously. That's part of what we do.
Right. You make your observations.
We make our observations, exactly. When we see you on second and third teams, we jump to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the field and you're on with the second and third mm-hmm. team, does it mean it? Is there any difference to you?
No, because the biggest thing, you know, before we came in, is one thing Coach made clear. You guys going to be with different group of guys, and he want to see guys work. It's not about what group you're with. Just go out and get your job done. Do we ask of you, not who you're on the football field with. You know, you can – plenty of time you've seen Maladin with the first group. You know, does that mean he's going to start? I mean, I don't know. That's Coach Belichick's decision. But more importantly, it's not all about what group we're in. You know, it's all about getting our work done.
There was a drill early on today where you guys, with all the wideouts, as wideouts, you guys were throwing routes to other wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys do often? Do you like doing that?
No, that was just a period where I think it was more so when they was doing goal line passes. Trust me, we're not involved with that. We're not trying to get involved with the goal line passes. But that was, you know, we were just going over our regular walking through the routes before we actually run them. You know, coaches throw the ball to a couple guys, tell them quarterback, and we line up and run the routes.
Looked like before the Saints game, you were limited in a few practices.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play against the Saints, but you've mm-hmm. been very active since the Saints
exactly.
game. Was it a physical thing that was keeping you back?
No, it was a coach's decision. You know, I come out here, do what the coach asked of me, and go from there. Coach told me to do this. That's what I'm going to do.
So it was his choice to keep you out of New Orleans?
What did he say when you asked him?
I didn't ask him. I'm asking you first.
Oh, you got to ask him.
Okay.
I just do whatever the coach tells me to do. Yes, sir.
How does it feel now that you are getting, it seems like the last few days you've been a little bit more involved?
So I was a lot involved in the offseason that you all wasn't around, though.
I told you.
I know. He didn't invite you. It's not my decision. But no, you know, overall, my job is just come in and do whatever Coach Belichick asked of me, and go out and do it the best of my ability.
At this point in your career, how, at this point in camp, how are you feeling relative to other years?
Just like everybody else, tired, you know, bruised. But that's training camp. There's nobody out here that's 100%. You know, from the point we touch this field day one, that's when you start declining. Now it's just all about how mentally prepared are you. You know, how physically fit are you? It's all about just fighting and grinding through these last couple dog days. You know, that's why everybody can't play this game. You know, it's only built for certain people. And trust me, I'm very thankful and blessed to have the opportunity to be a part of it and to play this game. But this is what it's about, man. It's about grinding, training camp, 3-hour practices. You know, fighting through your little bumps and bruises and doing it for your team. Yes, sir.
How good can this passing game be with all the additions? You know, you have bringing Gaff. There's a lot of firepower there.
Yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit. I think we all got to do our job. You know, it's just not with the receiver group. I think, everything starts with the front line. I think we all get the credit for everything. You know, Tom's get the credit, but it starts with those guys. You know, those guys who should get all the credit for all the accomplishments and everything that we get on the outside. Everybody had to do their job in order for us to be that team that we want to be.
Deion, at 33, do you rely on sort of a different set of skills than you did at 23? Maybe it's your instincts, your savvy.
You know what, Angela, I try my best to do it all. I try my best, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, the longer you play, everybody know you're going to lose a little bit here and there. But overall, I think the mental side of the game, I will never lose. That part will be there. I mean, trust me, I prepare myself in the offseason as if I'm 23, 24 years old. I'm going to go out and work my behind off in the offseason. And that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. From where we're sitting, it appears that the defense is gaining quite a bit of confidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you see that? Do you like that sort of
I like
confidence?
I like it. I like it. I love it, man. I love it. I love what I saw today. The guys did a great job. And that's what I was saying. Like, we all got to pick it up. You know, offensive side of the ball, we got to pick it up, man. We didn't do too good of a job today. The defense had a great practice today. Tomorrow we got to come out here and do a lot better than what we did today. You know, but it's a good thing to see the guys doing what they're doing. You can see how those guys are gelling together. And trust me, we'll get it going. We'll get it going.
I believe you.
Yes, sir. We'll get it going. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you all, fellas.